This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend. Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Holly here, and I just wanted to share this special episode with you guys. So this was a recorded Clubhouse room that we hosted on the Women Elevation Club in Clubhouse. So this episode is going to be featuring Rachel Miller, who is an organic Facebook strategist. So what she really focuses on is growing your tribe, growing your following organically. Obviously, we all know that that's what we're striving for and that's what we're aiming for. So we are super excited to have her as a guest on one of our rooms, talking with people in the audience and answering questions. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It is packed with lots of information when it comes to growing your Facebook.
I love busting through people's ideas that they need money or they need a lot of people or that they need something else in order to be able to make an impact in the world. And I love helping people build an audience and build it for free if possible, as close to free as possible, and then go use that audience to love and serve them and say, hey, how can I help you? What can I do to make your life better? And when you find those things that they're telling you, you can make my life better in this way, in this way, in this way, then you go sell that to them, because selling is serving. In the sense, we take action in our lives when we invest in ourselves, and we invest usually with time and with money. And so when we can inspire an audience to do that, to invest their time and their money, we're going to help them change their lives. And that's what I love to do, is help other people build their audiences so they can go make a difference in the world.
Fantastic, Rachel. Thank you so much for being on stage and sharing all your information. For those who are just now joining us, this is Facebook Hacks with Social Media Growth Strategist Rachel Miller. As you all know, she is a genius when it comes to growing your audience, and like she said, most importantly, for free. So as we kick things off, we are going to have some Q&As. So you guys, raise your hands. We are bringing you up. I know Rachel is super busy, and we're so grateful that she allowed 45 minutes of her super busy schedule to be with us. So we are taking questions. Rachel, is it okay if we go ahead and take questions?
Sure, totally. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me, Holly.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Excuse me there, you guys. I got to get a little drink of water. Hi, Bethany. This is Facebook Hacks with Social Media Growth Strategist Rachel Miller. And as a reminder to speakers, we are recording this so that we can share this messaging for those who aren't here. I would love for you to kick off your question with my question is.
Okay, great. So my question is about my Facebook ad approach. I have a $1,500 Facebook credit. I won this grant from Facebook, and it expires March 31st. And I'm in the middle of a really successful five-figure launch. I've already pre-sold the course. It's for college admissions consulting. And I need to know, what would be the best approach? Should I run a video ad and look for video views and then retarget those people? Or should I just go right into running a conversion ad? I just need to get people to the webinar, and the cart closes on the 14th.
Do you have an audience right now of like video views that you can retarget? Do you have any type of warm audience, like a Facebook group that knows you, an email list that knows you, Facebook page where they've engaged on your page in the past, watched a video on your page?
I have 5,000 people on my email list, and in my Facebook group is small. It's only 200 people.
My first tip would be one thing you definitely need to do is a retargeting. So anyone who's engaged with your page and anyone that's on your email list and anyone that's in your Facebook group, hopefully you have those audiences and you're able to create an ad just to them. Because the ad that you can go straight to them can be a, oh my word, you've heard it was coming, now's your time to sign up. And I would probably put that as like a rule of maybe frequency of like 7, because you want to be able to hound them with it, because those are the people who've already said they're your perfect people. So that's where I would start there. You said, should I do a video ad or a photo ad? I usually like to make a video and a photo, because so I want two ads going, run video, one photo. That's because I want enough people to catch the person who wants to like be the detail person and read all the stuff in the photo, the description. And I want to capture the attention of the person who's like an auditory person and is listening to something and they want to listen to the video or watch the subtitles on it. And it's kind of two different users, but both users I want to sell to and serve. So that's what I would do is I would do one retargeting ad. And that retargeting ad, I would have two different creatives. I would have one creative being a photo, one creative being a video. And then I would also do a second cold ad. And this would be talking to all the people that's a lookalike to those who are on your list. So take those 5,000, whatever people you said, put them into a list, and then make a lookalike of 1%, limit it to the United States. You can, even if you know where the colleges are that you tend to work with, you said the college administrators. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's like, oh, we work with colleges that are this size of student or something.
I'm sorry. It's parents of high school students that are looking to go to college.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then never mind. You don't want to do that. So yeah, but what you would want to do is then a lookalike of that. And then I would also age bracket it, because somebody under the age of 35, they don't have a kid going to college. A 40-year-old maybe has one. So 40 to 60 is where I would probably run your ads to. And that way it's the 1% lookalike of your current audience. And then, and that would be your cold ad. So that would be the ad for someone who doesn't know who you are. Generally, I like to build up my list way before the 14th. So like you're saying, it's closing soon. I usually like to do that like 2-3 months in advance. So you're on the wire in the sense, I don't know if that's going to convert well for you because it's so short notice, but yeah, that's what you'd want to do. You'd want to build up that audience, that initial audience, so you can retarget them.
Okay. Can I ask another quick question?
Sure.
So I was in someone's platform on Facebook. She has 250,000 followers. So that's how I was able to get to my $20,000 pre-launch. Is there a way that I can retarget those people who would have seen me on another person's platform on their live talking about this topic that my course is about?
If you had it come through your page, you can do a video view audience from your page. If you gave a lead magnet during that chat where they clicked over to a website, even if they didn't like sign up, as long as they didn't come from an iOS 14 phone and opt out, you could be able to retarget that person. But at this point, it's probably something that she controls. So I'm guessing you didn't have all that set up ahead of time. What you could do is ask her if she could run the ad on your behalf. And she could run the ad, and it could be a cross-post video from your page, so that way when she cross-posts it to her audience, it looks like it's coming from her page, but it's really yours, and that allows you then to retarget that audience because it's your video on your page that she cross-posted and made into an ad.
Okay, that's super helpful. Thank you.
Cool.
Awesome. Rachel, thank you so much for that great feedback. And Bethany, thank you so much for that fantastic question. You guys, just a little PTR pull to refresh the room. I know we have some people joining in with us. Super excited to have your questions answered by the one, the only, Rachel Miller. And we are talking Facebook hacks with social media growth strategist Rachel Miller, who I just said. Super excited, everyone, to have you here. If you guys don't mind, make sure if you are interested in getting more content like this, hit that Women Elevation Greenhouse at the top. That's our club. We'll be hosting more events like this, really cultivating the community of giving back and a community of abundance. So super excited and thrilled to have Rachel here. For some crazy reason, if you guys are not following her, hit her little picture, click follow, and then get going on the Rachel Miller train. You guys will not want to miss any room that she's speaking in. As we all know, Clubhouse is a way to follow. We encourage people to follow others because that gets you access to the rooms that they are currently in. We are taking questions, but as a reminder, each speaker coming up, we have to let you know we are recording this. So just wanted to let you give that heads up. Next, we have John. John, what is your question? If you could just start with my question is.
My question is, which is better for growth and engagement, a page or creating a group? And then what are best practices to get that engagement?
I love Facebook groups. I've grown Facebook groups personally into 50,000. I've grown them for clients to over 100,000, 160,000 for one person. So I love groups, but I truly believe that a page is better to begin with. And the reason is that a page is not capped in its views by who's in your group. So when you have a Facebook group, your max reach of a piece of content that you put out is the number of people that are in that group. When you have a page, your max reach of a piece of content is like astronomical. There's no cap to it. We have two people last week who told me that they're reaching 6.8 million people with content. that couldn't happen if they were in a group. And then what you can do with a page is that you can invite everyone who's active in your page to join your group. And you can't do that backwards. So you can't get the people from your group to your page with like a single button invite. So for me, I would rather, if I'm starting from like zero, I would focus my energy on growing my page and then using that to grow my group. Group is amazing for converting someone because they not only hear a conversation with you directly, but they also have that one-on-one interaction with each other and the social proof that you're good because everyone else is saying that your program works, right? So the group is amazing for that nurturing. Page is good for nurturing, but not as effective as a group. So knowing that, I love to do page and then group. And then, so I bring a stranger into my group, nurture them, warm them up, and then I drive them into a sale. Does that answer your question, John?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome, John. That's a fantastic question. I know a lot of people are curious, you know, page versus groups versus personal page. That was very well answered. Thank you so much, Rachel, for adding all of your expertise to John's question. You guys, again, this is Facebook Hacks with social media growth strategist Rachel Miller. We are taking Q&A regarding Facebook that you guys have. Maybe it's growing, maybe it's starting, maybe it's expanding. Whatever the case may be, Rachel can definitely answer your question. So next up, we have Amy. And as a reminder, we are recording this room. So can you please start with my question is?
Of course. Hi there. So my question is, I actually have two if you don't mind. But one is, when you say running an ad, are you talking about boosting your post? Or are those completely two different things?
Boost is a type of ad. So Facebook used to, in the ads manager, call it boosting there as well. But a boost from a page is when you put an engagement ad on a piece of content, but you do it in like the stupid easy way. In the sense, it just goes out to people who've engaged on your page, that are your page fans. Facebook doesn't give you as many options and as much control. Boosting is great if you're starting from zero and you just want to like make your first ad. I love boosting. I tell people to boost because it's a great way to get started in ads. It's not, though, when you have an established audience where you should stay. So boost acts in the algorithm the same way as an engagement ad. It is an engagement ad, but it's just an engagement ad with less choices. So whenever you're more established, you should move into Ads Manager. You should have Business Manager set up. Then you should get your page verified where you own it in Business Manager. Then you should run an engagement ad inside of Ads Manager, which allows you then to say, I want to exclude people who've already engaged on my page. So now when I boost, it doesn't go out to my page fans. It goes out to people who have no clue who I am, which allows me to get that engagement and introduce them to who I am so I can warm them up to me. Does that help?
That is perfect. Thank you so much. As a travel designer, I was kind of just introducing myself on my personal page, and then I created a business page. So I guess to try and like bring more people into there, I should be advertising, I guess, right?
Yes, typically, am I still muted? Yes, typically I bring people in to an engagement ad first. I get them to take a micro reaction on my content. So I get them to self-identify as, I'm your perfect person. Oh, heck yes, I can't wait to travel. That's me. Oh, the last time I took a tour. I want them to talk to me. And so that's my first interaction, is I want to have a conversation with that person. And a conversation could be where they're giving me a thumbs up on a piece of content, and then I invite them to like my page. It could be a comment. It could be a share. But I want them to take some type of action that says, I'm self-identifying as your person. I'm identifying as being part of this network. And then after that, I'd lead them into a lead conversion ad where I bring them into like, okay, well, get on my email list, get on my SMS, or join my Facebook group. So that way I have more control over how they receive my message. And then from there, we nurture them into a sale. Does that help?
That is perfect. I appreciate all your advice, Rachel. Holly and Deanna, thank you for inviting me to speak.
Thanks for coming, Amy.
Yay, Amy, thank you so much. All right, Holly, would you like to reset the room? And who's next for asking a question?
Yes, absolutely. And Amy, thank you so much for a great question. For those tuning in, hit Amy and follow her. She's awesome. Appreciate her questions that she's asking. And you guys, just a little PTR, we're refreshing the room. This is Facebook Hacks with social media growth strategist Rachel Miller. This room is hosted by Women Elevation. Click that greenhouse button at the top and join in and catch more rooms like this that we will be hosting. I'm Holly Kitchens here with Deanna Rogers. We co-found the Women Elevation Group, and we'd be thrilled to have you in. We have a 45-minute session here with Rachel, so please ping in those that you know looking to grow their Facebook audience, maybe just to start the presence, whatever the case may be. We're taking questions right now from the audience, so please raise your hand to get on stage and get your questions answered. To be respectful of Rachel's time in the room in itself, we are asking you just to start with "my question is," and then if Rachel needs some more backstory or anything like that, she will ask you right now with your question is answer. She's going to be looking for context clues to get the best qualified answer possible. So next up, we have Mandy. Welcome, Mandy. And again, just as a reminder, this room is being recorded. You have the mic, and I'll let you have it to ask your question to Rachel.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here and get to talk to y'all. I have two separate Facebook pages. So I guess my question is the same for both of them, because I have kind of the same issue on both pages. One is for my personal business, which is like a health coaching and fitness and wellness site. The other one, I'm also in a real estate group, so I do residential real estate too, but I run that page for our team as well. And I feel like I'm having a little bit of I get stuck with engagement. Like, I want people to engage with us more, and I kind of have the same issue on both pages, even though they're completely different. I feel like the same people are liking the posts. Like, it's not reaching everyone that is following us or my page. And then it's like, only a couple of comments. Like, I would love for it to just be more active, and I don't really know the right way to approach that, I guess.
Whenever it's not active, it's usually one of three things that's wrong. It could be that you have the wrong people. So, like, if you're a real estate page and you're in Cincinnati and your people are in Phoenix, they're not going to engage because they don't really care about what's happening in Cincinnati. So it could be that you have the wrong people. Or it could be that you have the wrong messaging. Like, 95% of the time, it's that your messaging's wrong. And I'll talk about that one in a second. And then the third one is that the type of content that's being posted is off. So, like, for that one, it's usually something like you're posting a lot of Bitly links, or you're posting a lot of links in general, or you're posting to Facebook's competitor. Like, so the content actual format is wrong. So Okay. You might, do you kind of know which one it is already? Do you think it's the wrong people, wrong message, or wrong content?
I don't necessarily feel like it's the wrong people, especially on the one that for my business, because I started that one from scratch. The other one I took over when I joined the team. So that one could be a little bit more, that could be more of an issue on that one.
So but you got the right people. So then how about the content? Are you posting a lot of links? Are you posting to Facebook's competitors?
I'm posting more links probably on the real estate side. I don't post many links on my other one, but I do have transfer in from Instagram. Like, I have them connected. Is that a problem?
Well, if you do that heavily, yeah. Like, Facebook treats them as separate, but at the same time, they like collaboration between them, but they don't like everything to be collaborated, because then it looks like a copy machine. So for you, then the most likely thing by what you're telling me is probably messaging. It sounds like you might be talking a lot about yourself. So one of the things we've noticed is that when a page talks about their product's benefits, more than they talk about the person, that the people start to zone out. So think of this almost like whenever you go to like a party or an event and someone walks up to you and starts talking about their benefits or what they've done in the past. What do we tend to do when that happens in real life? We tend to like roll our eyes or try to like get out of the conversation, right?
Right.
Whereas if someone starts the conversation, "Tell me about you. What are you up to? Oh, this looks interesting. Like, oh, you've got an interesting shirt," or whatever it is, we make that like BS small talk, right? We all seen that, right? When you do that, then the person's automatically, after they tell you about themselves, they're going to say, "So tell me, what do you do?" That's like a natural thing, right? You just asked me what I do when you came up to me, and then I respond and I say, "Okay, so now what do you do?" And I'm now like obligated to sit and wait and listen to you tell me, right? We too often in ads skip that first step and we go right into telling without that waiting for them to ask for that permission. Does that make sense, Mandy?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm trying to think of how you would do that in an ad. I feel like in our regular posts, like I try to ask a lot of questions to try to get people to engage, but it only works sometimes.
Yeah,
but so how do you do that in an ad, I guess? Yeah.
No, this works in ads and it works in all content. So don't think of ads as a separate piece of content. Okay. If you don't have people engaging, you need an ad to get them to engage with you so they're going to be willing to listen to you and trust you to sell their house, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a huge commitment. They have to trust you first.
Right.
So what makes someone trust you to sell their house? When you find a lost dog, when you have a celebrated birthday party for a pothole, when you, what are those things that would be great conversation starters at a party?
Okay.
Like literally, if I walked up to someone in the neighborhood and said, oh my word, did you see that pothole? Are they going to stop and talk to me or are they going to run away? They're probably going to talk to you, right? Whereas if you said, hey, there's this house for sale and it's a 3-bedroom, are they going to run away or are they going to stop and talk to you?
Okay.
One attracts your perfect audience and makes them engage with you, and the other one sounds like an ad.
Okay.
So think literally, can I talk about this at a party to a stranger?
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome, Mindy. Thank you for that great question, Rachel. That's gold, you know, asking, is this something that somebody would be interested in when I talk to them at a party? That's so fantastic. That's definitely a writer down. Are you guys tuning in? Again, this is Facebook Hacks with social media growth strategist Rachel Miller. This room is hosted by Women Elevation. Click that greenhouse button up at the top to join in with us and catch more rooms like this that we will be hosting. I'm Holly Kitchens here with Deanna Rogers. We are the co-founders of Women Elevation and we're thrilled to have you. And please, please, please hit that plus button down below and ping in your friends that would benefit from this room, because we all know everyone in Clubhouse, obviously we're all collaborating in social media. We're always looking to grow. We have a 45-minute Q&A session going right now, ending at 9:45 Central Time with Rachel. So you guys, we are taking questions right now from the audience. Please raise your hands to get on stage to get your questions answered. This is literally such an amazing businesswoman that you guys can all learn from. So to be respectful of Rachel's time and the room, we are asking you guys to start with my question is, if Rachel is needing a backstory, she will definitely be asking, but she's going to be looking for those context clues in your question. And as a reminder, this room is being recorded. Haley, you have the mic. Ask Rachel a question.
Hi, thank you for inviting me in here. I'm very excited to hear from you all. So Rachel, my question is, how do you think that the new iOS 14 update will affect reaching new audiences on Facebook?
Oh, I don't like being those gloom and doom people. And honestly, it's not going to be gloom and doom because I built my businesses and my audiences before the Pixel had all of the capabilities it has now. So like, and just so you guys know, I built my audiences into the millions before the Pixel had all of its thing. And then I built audiences into the millions after the Pixel made a change. So it's not like it's the end of the world, but like it's going to make a big change. If anyone's telling you it's not going to affect a lot, they're not speaking truth. So what is it going to affect? It's going to affect your ability with iPhones that are 14 and newer, that they have to opt in to be tracked. It's not that they have to opt out. So up until now, they got to opt out of being tracked. Now they have to opt in. For me, 85% of my traffic comes from mobile. And of that 85% of traffic, 65% of them come from newer iPhones. Now, I can't tell exactly what version of iPhones, but just because my data's a little messy there. But let's say that 65%, because within probably a year or so, they're all going to be on those plans. Now, knowing that, that means that my traffic is roughly 50% of it will not be tracked at the same degree it was before. So that's a problem. I think the biggest problem with this is with interest audiences. It's not going to affect us now. We're not going to see this now, but we will start seeing it in 3 to 6 months, because as this rolls out and more people adopt it, then Facebook's ads are going to become a lot less effective with interest targeting. And I do love interest targeting, so that's a sad one. What I mean by that is if somebody buys lots and lots of shoes. So let's say Deanna loves shoes and she buys like 10 pairs of shoes, whatever, a quarter or whatever it is. Facebook knows that she's buying all these shoes and that she's engaging on shoe ads, right? So let's say a new shoe company comes out of the market and they want to sell shoes. Facebook would automatically give them Deanna because she likes shoes. But if Facebook doesn't have that targeting ability, now we're only dependent on the targeting that happens in our own sites. So it limits our ability to acquire new customers using Facebook's already relevant data. And it does things like Have you guys ever wiped your ad data from Facebook? Said, I don't want you to know my ad history. My husband did that the other day, and he started getting like skull rings and like what on earth are these ads you're getting near feed? I wiped my ad targeting just to see what would happen. Anyways, my point is we will get a lot of unrelated ads whenever this rolls out, and I'm guessing that Facebook will find some way to entice people to opt into the tracking. But until then, know that interest will be harder to have, and we will be dependent on our own retargeting. We should still be able to retarget people who visit our websites if they've visited for sure. I'm thinking within the last 7 days, I think the window will be shorter, but especially if we can get them on a lead. So we will need to use like lead magnet ads, lead generation, all of those things to be able to retarget. I also think we can use video views because video views ping, it's server to server. So it's not something that's tracking in the sense like, it's not like inside of an app it's like a third party tracking. It's server to server. So the person's opening it on their phone and they're watching it on their phone on Facebook. So I'm pretty sure the Facebook would register that video view. So we should still be able to use video views. We'll have to see though as it rolls out all the way. But yeah, Haley, that's my predictions for you on iOS. I don't think it's the end of the world because I've grown audiences without it. So we'll just have to go back to the algorithm from 2-3 years ago, which hopefully means videos will like totally start spiking again. You're seeing this with Reels. You're seeing this with TikTok and how people love to browse videos. I bet that videos will pick back up again. We'll see.
Very interesting. And yeah, I agree about the videos thing. Even during this pandemic, we saw a lot more live videos, right? So I think you're right on track there of the video thing. Thank you for your insight.
Awesome.
Thank you, Haley. And Rachel, I love the fact that you know that I love shoes and purses. So that's pretty exciting. All right, Holly.
I love it.
Question.
Yes. And you know what's fascinating too? It's interesting to hear about the clear data. I mean, obviously, what else is going to happen? You're going to ads that probably just within your age group or whatever, but I personally like seeing stuff I'm interested in. It's a kind of a double-sided sword because I end up buying too much stuff, but then also it's terrible at Christmas time whenever I might be buying something for John or whatever, and then he's right there and then that ad's right there. I'm like, ah, crud, like he totally knows that I was creeping on that. So anyways, you guys, welcome to Facebook Hacks with Social Media Growth Strategist Rachel Miller. This room is hosted again by Women Elevation. Click that greenhouse up at the top to join in and catch more rooms like this that we host. I'm Holly Kitchens here with Deanna Rogers. We are the co-founders of Women Elevation, and we'd be thrilled to have you. Please hit that plus ping button down below and ping in some of your friends that would benefit from this room. We are super excited to have a 45-minute Q&A session here with Rachel, ending at 9:45 Central Time. We're taking questions right now from the audience, so this is your opportunity to ask the Facebook guru any questions you may have regarding Facebook growth. When you guys get on stage, just as a reminder, your mic will be hot, so hit that mute button. And to be respectful of Rachel's time in the room, we're asking you to start with my question is, and if Rachel's needing any other backstory, she will absolutely ask you. So as a reminder, this room is being recorded. Jenny, you have the mic. Ask Rachel your question.
Hi, thank you so much for having me up here. Rachel, I have followed you forever. And my question is, so I have grown a pretty large following on Facebook and Instagram organically. What would you say to somebody who wants to start doing ads but literally has no idea where to start?
Oh, I love that. I love that you've got an audience organically because you are in such an amazing position right now. Like everyone else is jealous of you. So I love it. Okay. So what I would probably start with is you have to get on Business Manager if you aren't already. So I see so many bloggers and influencers, they're not on Business Manager and they have their accounts hacked. So you're like fresh meat. Please, please, please get on Business Manager like today. And get on Business Manager, get your page verified so that you verify ownership over your page. It's just going to protect your asset that you've been building. So that's the first one. And then the second thing that you should do is probably create custom audiences of all the traffic that you've collected so far. So you're going to go into like literally just go to Google custom audiences and audiences Facebook, and it should bring up like a bar to Facebook, and then there's a blue button on the left and click into it, and then you can go create your custom audiences. when you're, it's on the left, you'll see like create, it's like, and then a little plus sign. Go in there and you're going to create your custom audiences. I would create an audience based on video views from the last 365 of all content that you've got. So that way you've got people who've engaged on any of your content in the past, up until now. And I would also do one that's a 30 day. So 365 and then a 30 day. And then so it'd make two different audiences if who've engaged in your content. I would then also make an audience based on every month of traffic going forward. So the last day of the month, you go in and you collect, here's all the video views of people that I've engaged with this year, this month. So you now have a rolling ability to say, okay, everyone that's engaging on my content, I know if they've engaged on that 365 old audience, that every from this time past, that they've engaged with me once. And if they've engaged with me in another audience and I layer those, then they're a hot fan. That hot fan, the next thing I would do is say, what do you buy? Because they trust you. They've been listening to you for a long time. So they trust you. They're ready for you to sell to them so that you can make a difference in their lives. People have change in their lives. Think of yourself, if you can invest both time and money. So how can you create a product for your people that asks them to invest their time and invest their money to get a result? You can create that product for them. You're set. And I'm super, super excited for you because you have the audience. You're ready to go. You just have to create that product form and beta launch it. And yeah, can't wait to hear it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Jenny, thank you for that fantastic question. That was awesome. Rachel, you know, obviously you guys are hearing at keywords like organic and following. Rachel, I would love to hear your 30-second opinion when it comes to people buying likes, buying engagement, and buying followers.
I hate it when people buy likes because Facebook looks at that and gives you the lowest common denominator. So what I mean by that is, like, who is the cheapest person to Facebook to give to someone? It's probably not a buyer, right? So when you say, I want Facebook likes, you don't know who the buyer is. Facebook's just going to give you the people, put you in front of the people that are likeaholics, like they like everything, but they're not buyers. So I would strongly advise against paying for likes. Generally, those audiences are the worst. And then paying for engagement, I do like that. Because if you can get a qualified person to engage with you, well, your battle's halfway done because they've had a conversation with you. Anyone who stopped and had a conversation with you and your brand, well, they're a lot more likely to buy from you in the future because if they're the right person. So like if you get engagement, for example, one of my launches, have you guys heard of the couch surfers? I think that's the phrase for it. Basically, it was when a bunch of little boys, 18 to 21 year olds, they were actually all from England. So I took care of it by blocking the country of England, which I never thought I would have to do. But anyways, 18 to 21 year old boys in England, I guess there was a Facebook group and they said, this girl's live right now. So they all come on to my Facebook Live and said, how can I buy your couch? What'd your mama do on your couch? Anyways, I obviously was not selling a couch, guys. And they were pretty vulgar with their couch analogies. Anyways, I don't want all engagement. So if you have to like look at your audience, who is engaging and say, okay, well, is this person the perfect person for me? This one's not. We're going to block and ban all of them and then block the country of England for 3 or 4 days until the couch people forget that I exist. And thankfully they have a short attention span, so it'll be fine. And then I can reopen England again, UK, excuse me. And so anyways, my point is, as long as you're following up and checking that your engagement appears to be the right person, that's where I start, is an engagement ad. Because if I can get them to talk to me, I know I can get them to buy from me. Because they'll tell me what they want to have change in their lives, that what problems they have. And then I can say, oh, here's a solution for you. And because we're having that conversation, it doesn't feel like a sales call. It feels like, oh my word, you found it for me. Oh, thank you. It totally shifts that the dynamic.
I had the couch people on my lives too. They were the worst.
They're so horrible. They're gone. They're so bad and they're so vulgar. And I didn't know it was. And I know what to do. And it still made me all flustered and mad.
Oh my gosh. What a nightmare. Yeah. And you know, I should have prefaced that, made a little bit more clear, but you definitely answered it within that. So buying it as in ads, absolutely. But buying it as in, oh, I'm going to go to instafollowers.com and buy 5,000 likes. Yeah, that's who, yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't buy likes either. Don't buy likes even with an ad. I don't want anyone to buy likes.
So that is fantastic. Again, Jenny, thank you so much for your question. You guys, this is Facebook Hacks with social media growth strategist Rachel Miller. We are having a 45-minute Q&A session here with her. We have about less than 10 minutes left, so we're taking questions right now from the audience. You guys, to be respectful of Rachel's time, please start with my question is, and if Rachel needs more of a backstory, she will absolutely ask. And as a reminder, speakers, this room is being recorded. Now, Sarah, you have the mic. Ask Rachel your question.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Really cool to see a lot of badass women here. Definitely a nice change of scene. My question is around CBD. Do you have any tips or tricks for Facebook marketing when you have kind of like a product in a gray area like CBD?
Do you know who is the best user of your products? That came out wrong. But like, for example, some CBD people, it's for recreation use. Sometimes it's for like health purposes. Sometimes it's for like a certain type of demographic. Do you know, do you have an idea of who your perfect person is?
Yeah, recently we've been working with a lot of like macro lifestyle and beauty influencers like Hannah Brofman. And
so when you're saying beauty influencers, is it for like skincare?
I mean, they have some skincare products, but it's like the top sellers are their gummies, which have caffeine or B12 or melatonin in them.
Okay. So it's, so basically making your day better for women is what you're telling me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So then you, I would sell the CBD on the back end. So it is a gray area in the sense that Facebook just recently opened it up and it's no longer a banned category, which is awesome for you. But at the same time, you're going to have a really hard time starting out with the CBD and actually even starting out with much life stuff, or excuse me, much health stuff. Health is, be careful with health, because Facebook following like those HIPAA guidelines, they don't want to out someone as having a medical condition. So if we talk about someone as having a medical condition, Facebook's going to limit the exposure of that post. So my suggestion would be to collect people that are your perfect people into an audience. So what type of moms want gummies that help them stay active and have more energy, the B12, right? And more and caffeine. What are those people like? How can you collect those people into an audience? And you could say, we're all CrossFitters or we're all this. Like, I would create an audience of people that would be your perfect users. And then on the back end, introduce them to CBD. But I would do that probably through email or another form of marketing, your Facebook group even.
Can you just explain what you mean by on the back end?
So whenever they join your Facebook page, your page is all about, we are moms who are busy, we love our kids, or we're moms who do preschool activities with our kids. And so that's what you're attracting your initial audience with. And then on the back of that, you're saying, okay, hey moms, do you need more energy? But that's something you're going to sell to them over email or in a Facebook group. Be like, oh my word, I'm using these in a Facebook group, I'm da da da. But you're not going to talk about the CBD directly on your page, just because it is one of those categories that, even though it has, the ban has been lifted, it's still negatively affected inside of the algorithm.
Gotcha. So you're saying like leverage more organic Facebook groups and then add, like kind of pull them into a funnel.
Yes, I would do CBD on the back end of that funnel. If I had a CBD business.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Selena, it looks like you're next.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks so much for letting me jump up here. I will preface, I didn't realize this was Q&A, so Rachel, I don't have a specific question from you, but I hope it's okay I share. Jenny, you asked a question about getting started with Facebook advertising for the first time. So I wanted to share that Facebook actually offers like free courses. You can get certified for different levels of advertising. So if you go to the facebook.com/businesslearncertification or just Google it, there are a ton of resources to help you walk through step-by-step learning it. And then you can apply all those awesome tips that Rachel is providing you. So I wanted to share that in case, nobody has talked about that yet.
Yeah. And I know Deanna works with Digital Marketer and they have an amazing Facebook ads certification program that I would strongly, strongly suggest people go to. I know I've hired people directly out of that program as well. Yeah, thank you, Selena.
Thank you for the shout out. Thank you for the shout out, Rachel. You're so awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Holly, we've got about 3 minutes left. You want to try to ask one or two more questions with our group, and then we will give Rachel back her morning.
Yes, absolutely. The last question. Oh, sorry, you guys, I muted myself. Yes, absolutely. We'll take our last question. We have Sandra up here on stage. As a reminder, Sandra, we are recording this room right here. So go ahead and ask Rachel your question.
Hi, Rachel. My question is, would you approach it differently if you're not selling an actual product, but trying to get listeners for a podcast?
Yes and no. I've grown I actually did the math. I sold 3.5 million books, $3.5 million worth of my books in the past. Just did that math like 2 days ago. But yeah, so books, podcasts. So basically you're an influencer, a thought leader. You're going to use the same type of strategies of growing an audience of engaged people that you can like influence with your thought leadership. So that would drive, that strategy works well with podcasts as well with authors of books. And you just create that audience. And I love to use niche neighborhooding, which is a tactic where you collaborate with other people who are similar to you and to where your audience is. I love to use niche neighborhooding to collaborate so that that way while you're building your podcast, you're working with other podcasters. So it's almost like a network of you promote me, I promote you, we scratch each other's backs type of thing. That helps you can grow in the influencer space for sure. After that, though, you do want to have a product. So while podcast listen is good, a podcast listen doesn't really change someone's life until they've taken some type of action on it. So sell something to them. Take it deeper than just a podcast. I would love for you to take that to into the usually into author space.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, I think that was our last question. Holly, I'm going to let you close this down. Everyone, we're so glad that you joined us. And Rachel, I love you dearly. You are just truly the most genuine women I know. You just, your laugh is contagious. Your love for your family is to be admired. What you do in your business is to be respected. And I'm so grateful to call you my friend. Holly and myself, we're so thankful that you took 45 minutes out of your very, very, very busy day just to spend some time with us today. So thank you again, love. We truly appreciate you. Holly, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I just want to definitely mirror that sincere gratitude, Rachel. We definitely appreciate you coming in and adding value and just so much abundance to this room. It is so hard to be in a bad mood when you're watching Rachel. She has so much energy, amazing, just knowledge, everything. Every time I watch Rachel on any kind of training, like I literally walk away feeling uplifted and inspired. So thank you so much for bringing that energy also into this room and just being you. You are fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Holly and Deanna. You know, I adore you. I appreciate you both.
Well, thank you so much. And everyone, we really want to encourage you to follow Rachel. Just ping on Rachel, follow her. She's truly giving. She's also probably one of the most talented women out there in the space. And you want to be able to follow her and see what she's doing. So I would suggest you all ping her, follow her. Also, Holly and I would love it if you would go to the top and click on that little greenhouse button and follow Women Elevation. We definitely would love the opportunity to keep working with all of you. So, Holly, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, thank you so much. Make sure you guys follow that. We do host these rooms with influencers that are very expertise in, you know, specific areas in growing business that we love to have and host. So you guys make sure you join the group. Also, if you guys found this content valuable, we'd love if you guys followed us. We'll make sure to go back and follow you guys back. As you all know, that's your access to the rooms is by following other people. And tomorrow we are having our coffee in the clubhouse at 9 a.m. Central, where we're just celebrating our wins and talking about lessons learned throughout the week. So absolutely grateful for everyone here. We appreciate your time. And then we will see you guys, or I guess hear you guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. with coffee in the clubhouse.
All right. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, everyone. Y'all have an amazing day. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.